I have no money. Who? Have you not heard of Besha Farifari? They gave me 30,000 shillings. Woo! For real? Yes, try Besha Farifari. Woo! They give you 70,000 shillings without even asking. Let me try. Wow! Besha Farifari have given me 80,000 Kenya shillings. All I had to do is just ask. Now, even you can try Besha Farifari. Do you need money? Have you tried?
Every crime has a motive. Every heist has a mark. But what happens when the crime scene is in your pocket and the getaway car is the very same system that's supposed to be your financial lifeline?
FBI, open up! Ah!
This upcoming holiday, a heist is being planned. Not for a bank vault, but for your last shilling. The perpetrators have spent years laying the groundwork, and now they're ready to cash in.
You lose.
Welcome to the most sophisticated con in Kenya, where the weapons are ads, the trap is hope, and the loot is your future. Welcome to the Holiday Heist. Hey,
O-M-E-N-E-S.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Friend? Omenad Podcast. This is the Omenad Podcast, the show that investigates the open secrets everybody pretends not to see. I'm your host, Lorizi F, and the F is for...
Fool me once. Shame on... Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
You know, because they're creating a drought in your pocket and selling you the rain at 400% interest rate. We're diving deep into two symbiotic parasites: the digital lenders that treat your desperation as an asset, and the betting companies that package poverty as a plan. We expose how the regulators tasked with protecting us are either asleep at the wheel or, well, compromised. And we reveal what this non-stop advertising blitz is doing to a generation that's never known Kenya without Sports Pesa. Exhibit A, the digital lender. In a healthy economy, you get a job. In a struggling one, you get a loan app. The explosion of these quick cash and faster Pesa apps isn't a sign of innovation. It's a giant, flashing recession indicator. When the formal job market fails, when Kenya had only 3.1 million salaried jobs for a population of over 50 million even before the pandemic, desperation becomes a commodity. These apps don't solve poverty. They monetize it. They're not a lifeline. They're a loan shark with a better UI. And their enforcement? The Office of the Data Protection Commissioner has fined them for the digital terrorism of messaging your entire contact list. But they just changed their name and logo. It's a game of whack-a-mole, and the moles are funded by our own financial anxiety. They charge APRs that would make a colonial governor blush. Like, you borrow $2,000 for a date, and by the time you pay it back, you could have married the waiter, divorced her, and still be paying alimony. It's not a loan. It's a financial timeshare you didn't sign up for.
Is your wallet tired? Need a little boost? Download Splash Cash. Your future is just a tap away.
User profile analysis. High financial stress detected. Optimum APR, 150%. Recommended strategy, approved loan. Initiate contactless harassment protocol upon default. Perfect probability, 97%.
Hey.
O-M-E-N-E-S.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast.
Friend?
Omenad's podcast. If loan apps are the pickpockets, the betting companies are illusionists. And their greatest trick is convincing an entire nation that a regulated industry couldn't be predatory. But let's talk about this so-called regulation. For years, the ads were everywhere. Billboards, radio, your favorite influencer posting, I don't know, a new car. it was a gold rush and the public space was the mine. The gatekeepers at the Betting Control and Licensing Board seemed to be handing out shovels, not applying brakes. It took them until April 2025 to hit the emergency stop button with a 30-day blanket ban on all gambling ads. Why? Because they finally admitted the obvious. Betting was being promoted as a legitimate investment opportunity. They had to form a multi-agency enforcement team just to try and clean up a mess they allowed to be made. Inept or compromised? You decide. But when a problem grows this big, someone wasn't doing their job. And who pays the price? The children do. A GeoPoll study found that a staggering 96% of student bettors started before they were 18 years old. These companies weren't just building a customer base, they were building an addiction pipeline, hooking kids before their brains could even understand the odds. What does it do to a 15-year-old to see gambling normalized as the primary path to success? It rewires their ambition. It teaches them that hard work is for losers and luck is the only strategy. The BCLB's new guidelines banning celebrities and influencers from ads is an admission of how deeply this poison has seeped into the foundation. Let's talk about a victim nobody mentions, the sport itself. When betting saturates a sport, the joy of the game gets replaced by the agony of the bet. That beautiful last-minute goal doesn't bring pure joy anymore. It brings relief to some and despair to others, based on a slip that they placed with, I don't know, their lunch money. The conversation shifts from, did you see that, to, did you do multi-bet cash? The game becomes a transaction. The players become assets on a digital betting slip. The soul of a sport is being replaced by the logic of a casino.
You lose.
Listen closely. That's the sound of the cycle losing. Hope, loss, and debt. The soundtrack to a national crisis. So here we are. The system is rigged, but it only works if you play. The ultimate act of rebellion isn't winning a bet, it's opting out. Understand that these two industries are a circuit. The betting loss creates the need for the loan. The loan's crushing interest rate creates the desperation for the next sure bet. The only way to win is to break the circuit. This holiday, the real flex isn't a new phone or a flashy party. The real flex is a peace of mind. It's showing up to your family reunion with your dignity intact. Not a string of shame texts from a loan app. It's enjoying watching a football match for the skill and the passion, not for the potential payout. They've turned our economy into a casino and our phones into slot machines. But we still hold the power to log off, to delete the apps, and to reinvest that hope in ourselves.
Kuna kilabu hapa. Inaitwa mwito stand mwito kwa Musasana. Musasana mwito. Hiyo ndio inamaliza hapa wa mama. Hiyo kilabu tunaomba ifungwe. Mimi kama mwanamke tunaomba hiyo kilabu imemaliza wanawake, imemaliza watu.
The investigation is over, the culprits have been identified, the victims are all of us, but the verdict is still ours to deliver. I've been your host, Lorizi F, and the F is for... This has been the Almanads Podcast. Protect your peace, your M-Pesa, and for God's sake, protect your dreams.
O-M-E-N-E-S.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Almanads Podcast. Hey.
ukiniomba pesa nikwambie sina. Ewe acha makasiriko. Pia wewe una?
Amuko nayo.
Sasa. Check on that.